is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. Thank you guys for hanging out with us during the pandemic. But really, what else are we going to do? Watch Anderson Cooper? I don't think so. Hang out with us.
Maybe.
Maybe. Well, you should hang out with us. So we've been doing Scamming Scammers, and it's been with Lacey. Of course, Scamming Scammers is when I lead the scammers that you guys all find on social media. They find me, and I convince them that we are in a loving relationship. And they think money will soon come. It really never does, but they don't know that. So that's the so that's the premise of the bit. So I've been dating this girl, Lacey, who values trust and honesty. I tell her I'm a serial philanderer. I've already cheated on her. She seems to be fine with it. I couldn't find my pants. I am also, besides being a comic, a Ghostbuster. I offered through a medium friend of mine to have her talk to her dead father. At first, she seemed amenable to it, and I asked her what she would ask him, and she was going to ask for money, which is kind of weird to ask from a dead loved one. But that's what she was going to do, and then she said she was too scared. Obviously, she's asked me for money. She needs money for her phone so we can keep on talking. So I asked her, I go, I'm like, well, where are you? She's like, well, I'm in this hotel in Lagos, Nigeria. I'm like, well, that's great. Give me your number, and I will call you. We don't have to send you money. I got this shit. Your pal, the guy you love, is going to solve your problem. She said nay, nay.
Call me direct?
Yeah, I mean, she pretty much told me to go to hell.
Yeah.
So that is where we left it. So the question to the kids and to everybody listening is, was this the end of Fake Davin and Lacey? Do we move on to Carolyn, who's next in the hopper? Or is Lacey so into Fake Davin that she just can't let him go? Is Fake Davin think he can still keep this going with Lacey? What do you guys say?
I'm pro Lacey.
So you think Lacey reaches out to Fake Davin?
Yes, I'd like to see where this goes. I mean, she boxed herself in a corner.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's like, well, I don't have the phone. Well, I'll call you in your room. Hamana. You know, it's like, the curiosity is to see how she gets out of this one.
What say you, Miss Helix?
I think that she's still in. She's
okay.
Not going to be able to just back out and say, you know, it's like good money after bad. She's already spent this much time with you. She's going to try just a little bit more. She's going to try to come at it from a different angle and try some more.
I think we're about 12 days in, so she hasn't invested that much in me. Now would be the time to say goodbye.
Yeah, if she's going to cut bait, yes, it would be. But I just have a feeling she's not completely done yet.
Okay. All right. You're both correct.
Oh!
You, my friends, are on point. You know how this shit works. I'm very proud of you. Which is why we don't do wagers where I could lose anymore. Anyway.
Right.
So that was April 20th at 11:47 a.m. 6:04 p.m. on April 20th. She goes, hey. She couldn't even give herself a day. She wants that Fake Davin D.
She wants the day.
So how do you think I handle this?
Well, before we go there, how is she going to handle it? Because basically you boxed her into a corner. A night has gone by, and it's like she has to have some sort of...
Not even a night, Joe. Just a few hours.
All right, a few hours. She has to have some kind of a game plan to explain herself out of this. Now, with that being said, the typical scammer tact is to say, let's just forget about that and move on.
Yes, you're right.
So it's more of what she's going to say than what you're going to say.
Okay. All right. So she goes, hey, And I go, really? Hey, really?
You're not going to do the really, really?
No, that was
really,
Jane. That was Jane. I try not to repeat myself. She goes, LOL, how are you doing? I go, I think I am owed something. She goes, what? I go, sorry if you... I go, sorry if you can't figure it out. She goes, all right. I go, all right, what? She goes, to what you said. I go, well, if you want to continue talking with me, I suggest to try to figure it out. Think David is not taking this shit.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, it's like, well, you got to figure it out. I don't know if she's trying to dissuade you. It's like, I can't say, well, she probably doesn't realize what happened. She's not that stupid. She's got to realize that she got called on the carpet. I think for the reason that they prey on the lonely and, you know, you still might be under the guise of somebody being lonely, even though you're a living pain in the ass. But she could feel maybe, you know, she'll take that tack. So it's very interesting how she's handling this.
By the way, Joe, when we do this bit, leave your personal feelings about me out of it, please.
Impossible.
She goes, do you mean calling? I go, I mean even this. She goes, I don't get what you're saying, Bay. Little nickname, Bay. I go, scroll up to what you said to me earlier in the day.
I can't even remember.
She goes, said so many things, I can't remember, baby. You would fucking remember this fight. You would remember.
Oh, yeah.
But we're seeing the tack she's taking. Just say, I don't remember. You will probably see as he progresses that she's going to try to say, yeah, just forget it. You know, try to, you know, because they're not that good. They're not that good because they're not used to having... you know, being combative, having, you know, somebody combating with them. So, you know, they're just trying to dissuade that.
So I go...
Yeah, well, she's such a hot ticket, she figures there's no way that he's going to stay mad at me.
That's true. She's got nice boobs. Anyway, unfortunately, most of my fake girlfriends have nice boobs. It's a thing.
It is.
Requisite.
Yeah, it is. I go, this is what you wrote, and then I copy and pasted what she wrote. Don't text me again since you are having trust issues.
You know what the funny part about that is? You know, you tell her, all right, I'm in this hotel room stuck. I need money for a calling card. Well, why don't I just call you in the room? I just want to, but wouldn't it make sense? Don't call me because you have trust issues.
You're going to catch me on my bullshit. I was not prepared for that.
If you were head over heels, blind in love, you would go, fuck you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not even that.
Pretty much. Her game sucks a bag of dicks right about now.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she goes, and what about that? I'm mad at you. I go, you have no right to be mad at me. I go, and this type of behavior is why I fuck women. Hold on.
What?
I go, and this type of behavior is why I fuck women and don't love women. You are all crazy. I'm explaining my behavior.
Oh, right. Wow.
Now, as long as she can get cash out of you, she can care less what you were up to.
Oh, Joe. She goes, LOL. I go, you think it's funny? She...
And she, you know what? She just is supposed to be the nice Christian girl that really did not care that you were in a room with a girl and couldn't find your pants.
Yeah.
And then
she just wants money.
Yeah.
And now she's trying to put off the situation going, LOL. And you're like,
I know.
You know, and then usually after that, it's like, oh, why don't we make up? No, not fake Devin. No. I'm not.
You're so,
there's no LOL.
You're
here.
So cute, baby.
You know, you're keeping her on the skillet, which is good.
Then we don't hear from her till April 22nd.
Wow.
So a couple days go by. She goes, how are you doing? I go, I see you got your phone issue resolved.
Good boy, asshole right off the bat. Good.
Well, Joe, it is my calling card.
No chat about the weather or anything like that right off the bat. Right to business. Good boy.
She goes, not yet. I still need the card, please. I go.
Hey, she get you throw a beat to her right on. Everybody's got their game going.
And I go, yeah. Let me run right out and get that for you.
you were supposed to, that even makes you a bigger prick because you were supposed to. Or you weren't supposed to. She expected you to do it. And it's like, well, run out and get that card. Yeah, really? Am I, you know?
She goes, thanks, dear. I go, but of course, precious.
So sarcastic.
Mug answer, very good.
She goes, I don't know how to pay back this favor. I go, she goes, but one thing I'm sure of is that you wouldn't ever regret, you wouldn't regret ever knowing me. And she's right, but she doesn't realize it.
Right.
Yeah,
not realizing she's been plenty, like 4 weeks of fodder for our radio show.
Sure.
Thank you.
So I go, oh, I like this line. Oh, your sincerity and love is thanks enough, my little pickle pie.
Pickle pie?
Pip, write that down.
Sounds like pickle pie.
Sounds like something you had at your Seder.
Well done, Joe. Well done. If only there was something that delicious. She goes, how soon are you going to get it to me? I go, I'm going to get on my bad motor scooter and ride. Okay. Now, I know where we are in this. This is where I start just using various song titles from various Sammy Hagar projects.
I knew that that sounded just like, that sounded like a line from Queen.
No, that's Montrose.
Get on my bikes and ride.
No, that's Montrose. Get on your bad motor scooter and ride. That's Montrose.
That's funny.
So what you'll be hearing now is a bunch of Sammy Hagar-related song titles.
Cool.
She goes, waiting on you, honey. I go, you gotta give to live.
Great tune.
She goes,
Eddie Van Halen on bass on that track.
She goes, I don't get that, baby. I go, I'm halfway to Memphis. She goes, how far is Memphis from you? I go,
wait, I'm sorry, I missed it. What did you say?
I didn't say it yet. She goes, how far is Memphis from you? I said, 5150.
This guy has no idea.
No, but we do.
Funny.
She goes, okay. I go, man on a mission. She goes, what mission, if I may ask? And I go, buying my way into heaven.
She has no idea.
No. She goes, I'm what way? And I go, love or money.
This is great.
She goes, so which do you go for? I go, baby, it's you.
Do you have these in front of you, or you just have them in your head?
No, I'm looking at cassettes and CDs. I'm not that good.
Okay. I was like, God damn.
Well, I mean, I got time. I don't have to respond immediately, but I'm doing it pretty quickly, and I have a lot of Hagar-related music. I like Sammy Hagar.
I love Sammy Hagar.
So I get a red heart, then a different red heart, then a purple heart, then a yellow heart, then a green heart, then a blue heart, then a different red heart, then a purple heart, then a red heart, then, ooh, some really cool hearts, then another pink heart, and a red heart, and a red heart, and a red heart with an arrow, and a blue heart, and a green, yellow, orange heart, and a purple red heart, and a whole bunch of smiley faces with kisses in their eyes. So she is buying this bullshit. What?
What the hell?
She's buying all this shit.
Oh, she's turning on the old Charmaroo.
And I go, can't stop loving you.
Yeah.
She goes, heart. She goes, this is the sweetest word ever today. This bitch thinks I'm back. This one thinks she got over on me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
She thinks I'm actually halfway to Memphis. She goes, this is the sweetest word ever today. To which I say, shock-a-doobie.
Shock-a-doobie? Like, what song was that, a Montrose tune?
No, it's not a Montrose. It's got to be a Hagar tune.
Okay.
She's like, what are you talking about?
She goes, you hear? And I said, inside. She goes, inside where, baby? And I said, Cabo Wabo. She goes, "What's that?" She goes, "Are you still helping with the card?" I go, "Right now."
Right now. Love that song.
I go, "Your love is driving me crazy." She goes, "Are you being honest with me?" I go, "The real deal."
Wow. Wow, I didn't believe you could have a whole conversation with Sammy Hagerisms.
But here we are.
A lot of albums.
She goes, "Okay." I go, "Don't fight it. Feel it." She goes, "All right, baby." And I said, "Hallelujah." So I guess that was the end of it. I think she got the point of it, because the last thing I wrote. So, all right, before we go on, what did you guys think of that?
I love that.
Did you tell her there's only one way to rock?
I did not, Joe.
But wait, you think she got the point?
I will read to you what happened next. But what did you think of my little foray into Hagar?
Oh, it was great.
It was great. I can't believe you had a Hagar conversation.
I most certainly did. Thank you, Sammy. I feel like I should write Sammy like a letter and let him know.
He'd probably write
you
back.
Should.
That's pretty cool.
He would. He's got time on his hands.
Yeah, really? This is the time to reach out.
So that was, when the fuck was that? That was April 24th. And then later on, I write to her. The days are a little screwed up, a whole reason, which I'll explain some other time. So I go, and stop following me? I go, "You're just another lying wench." So she stopped following me.
Mm. Oh, she did?
Yes.
Wait, after you did the Hagerisms?
Yes, well, I guess when she didn't get the money. I guess she was waiting for the money over a period of days, and it didn't come. So she stopped following. She was cutting her losses.
I guess your love was driving her crazy.
I said that to her. That was one of the ones I used, Joe.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
But wait, she didn't. So after the last thing that you said,
she unfollowed. I think some time passed. I think it was like the next day, and she unfollowed me. She was pissed off. I guess she did not fall for.
When did she finally figured out what all that was?
When she Googled Shaka Doobie. I don't know. she goes, "Okay, thumbs up." I go, "What okay?" She goes, "To whatever you say." I go, "Clearly whatever I say never mattered." She goes, "All right." I go, she goes, "You never really cared about me." I go, "If you say so." She goes, "Okay." I go, "Of course, that is based on nothing, just your insecurities." Then she asked me how have you been? I go, "What? Are you schizophrenic? You just said I never cared and you stopped following me from following you. The day after you said you were so in love with me." Fake Davin's not having this bullshit after my bullshit or his bullshit.
No.
No.
She goes, "Does that really matter now?" I go, "Does what matter?" She goes, "Whether I stop following you or stop following me." I go,
"Yes, it does matter."
Yes, Instagram is everything, you twat.
That's the line.
I go, "It just shows me." It just shows me how disposable I am to you. I've turned it around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really.
She goes, "That's because you trust me the same way I trust you." She goes, "I feel I can. I also feel I can tell you anything." What?
What? She wrote?
Yeah. I go, "You feel you can tell me anything, so you unfollow when I want to talk to you, and you say I don't trust you? And what world does that make sense?" Excuse me. She goes, "I don't know." I think she's hooked, though. I think even though she's unfollowed me, I think she's intrigued.
I don't understand.
I don't know. You know, it's... I don't know. You know, maybe she's just making the rounds and now it's time to call you. I mean, from a business standpoint, it's like pointless.
Yeah. Well, maybe, unless she thinks she can get it. Or she's a big Hagar fan.
I doubt she's a Hagar fan.
I go, I go, you have no answers for your behavior towards me? She goes, where is my card? I go, you're kidding, right? She goes, no, I'm not. I go, hilarious. She goes, you promised to get me the card. I go, show me where I promised you anything. I never did promise.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
She's not that good, and I'll tell you why. Basically, if you were showing yourself as vulnerable, she could come off with that and see and probably get a result. But seeing that you're not vulnerable and also not taking her any of her shit, for her to come out and just use the standard playbook and go, where's my card? Really? Go fuck yourself. I'll shove the card up your ass. You're not gonna. Now, Tom, let's listen to VOA. You know, I mean, it shows that she's not that seasoned or just used to just going through the standard fare when she does this.
I go, I never promised, but I did get it.
Oh.
She goes, then what happened? Where is it? I go, huh? She goes, where is it? I go, what? She goes, the card. I go, I told you.
Oh, God.
She goes, then what happened to it? I go, I told you. She goes, I can't remember. I go, what?
That's hysterical.
That's funny.
That's hysterical.
Then later on, I go, how goes it? She goes, cool. She goes, you? I've completely fucking distracted her from the card.
Yeah. You're bamboozling her, yeah.
I completely went, squirrel!
Squirrel!
I go, she goes, cool. She goes, you? I go, dealing with work stuff that is not going well. She goes, just make sure you are happy, smile a lot, and love everyone. Trust me, everything will always be well. So I go, that's optimistic. I try, but things don't always work out. She goes, try harder. What am I trying to fuck you here? Well, literally.
Try harder.
I go, if only that was the answer. She goes, what could be the answer? I go, sometimes I think the answer is beyond our control. She goes, if you think so, then. She goes, good night. I go, sweet dreams, Lacey. I think I've gotten us back on course.
I don't know. I mean, she's being very curt.
Do you think that in the scamming thing, that there are a certain amount of people that they're required to talk to during a day?
No.
And there is a list that she's just got to.
No.
To you.
I don't think it's cops handing out parking tickets, Joe. I don't think there's a quota.
She's got a quota.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think I'm one of the only assholes that's still talking to her. I think most assholes, if she had some her hooks into somebody, she'd be spending her time with that one. I think most people write her off as bullshit. So she thinks she's still in the game.
You were being
all lovey-dovey with her, according to her last time.
And
she figures.
And I told her I got her the card.
Yes.
So I said, "Sweet."
That's a worm on the hook. That's definitely a worm on the hook.
We have no idea where that card is.
No. So I go, "Sweet dreams."
We don't. She don't.
No.
He does.
So the next day,
I don't know. From the way he was talking, I don't think he does either.
So the next day, she goes, "Hey, happy Sunday to you." I go, "Hi, Lacey. Happy Sunday." That's the thing with the scammers. They wish you happy days of the week. It's fucking weird.
That's
weird.
I don't need pals. Clearly. She goes, how are you doing today? I said, still standing, as they say. How are you? She goes, I am good. She goes, did you sleep well? Or up lost your pants again?
Wow.
I go, glad to hear that. For a few hours, LOL, nah, I slept without them, but they were where I last left them. I think she's in, man. She's a little humor here, a little callback.
Yeah, I'm actually impressed when they can call back correctly.
They just can't recall why we had a fight.
Right.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, and you've dropped the whole hotel thing.
Yeah, well, because I realize, because, you know, it's like a dance. Listen, obviously I know they're full of shit, but I got to pick my spots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because otherwise the bit ends. You know, if I go, well, I go, you're full of shit, and this is why, and this is why, and this is why. Well, then there's no bit, Joe.
Well, okay, I'm just saying, and the reason I'm just saying is, don't forget, Fake Davin is an asshole, and in the middle of a lot of banter, out of nowhere, which has been in your playbook, you'll just jam it at them.
Joe,
not even expecting to see it, and you haven't.
I asked you once. I'm not going to ask you again. Do not let your personal feelings towards me seep into this bit. I'm not going to tell you again, Mister. I go, how did you sleep? She goes, slept well. I go, excellent. She goes, got up this morning with you in my thoughts. Come to think of it, I went to bed last night the same way. Hey, at least I'm consistent. Sometimes I wish there was no alarm clock, because that is the only device which wakes me up when I'm dreaming about you. Good morning, my love. Here is my morning tip. You need no makeup. You'll be messing with perfection. Love you.
And that's what you wrote?
No, that's what she wrote.
P.U.
But Joe, I need no makeup. It's clearly cut and paste, and she's not paying attention to what gender she's talking to, or she thinks I'm in Kiss. Maybe she
thinks you're a drag queen.
Maybe she thinks she's talking to Gene Simmons. I don't know what this dopey broad thinks.
I don't understand. She kind of based all that crap and left in the bit about makeup. That's so lame.
So I write, but I love makeup.
You've always been an Avon kind of gal.
Yeah, I'm more of a Mary Kay. Anyway.
Funny.
She goes, nice, good for you. I go, LOL, is it? She goes, yeah. I go, okay, how was your day? She goes, fine. She goes, yours. I go, okay, thanks. Then she goes, happy new month to you, baby, because we're on May 1st. I'm almost on a month with this bitch already, just so you know.
Right.
That's
right.
Unbelievable.
No, it's not. She goes, and to you, darling. She goes, this month of May, may you cross your limit. May you get unmerited favor. May your helper never forget you. May your blessings never pass you by. May your problems never be bigger than your income. May your wishes come true. May all your heart's desire come to reality.
And you wrote that?
No, of course not.
And she copied that?
Clearly. I go, do you have a poem for every month?
wait until we get to the daffodil one. Just wait.
Ugh, Joe's on call.
Nothing like the daffodils of August.
Yeah. She goes, no, just drop it as the spirit leads.
Please.
What did she go through, a fucking card store? What is she calling you from the card store?
No, she's cutting and pasting other bullshit, stupid. I go, oh, well, no awesome August poem, LOL.
Hysterical.
She goes, why are you still awake? It's like 3 o'clock in the morning or something. I go, she goes, why are you still awake? I go, just can't sleep. I go, what are you doing? She goes, getting ready for work. I go, what do you have to do today at work? Scam assholes like you.
Funny.
She goes, just the usual thing, as I said. I go, which is what? I'm interested. She goes, I sent some materials to some clients who ordered for it. Talk about fucking vague.
Yeah, really?
I go, what type of materials? and then I guess it was later she vanished. I go, how are you? She goes, I'm good. She goes, you? I go, I'm well, thanks. Any weekend plans? She goes, no plans yet. I go, got to get your party on, girl. She goes, no party this weekend. I moreover don't know much people here. I go, what about work people? She goes, they are the people I know, the one working in the hotel here. So she's still in the hotel.
Well, she managed to get money somewhere.
Yes. She goes, yeah, that's true. I go, so why not hang with them? She goes, because I don't really know them. I go, sounds lonely. She goes, that's how I live my life daily. I go, do you like being alone? She goes, I have no choice while I'm here. I go, but do you like it, or do you like being with people? Because if you do, if you like it, do I have something coming for you next year? Stick around, bitch. You're going to enjoy the pandemic.
Boy.
She goes, I like being alone most time. Then she's thriving. She goes, ah. I go, ah. So then you are in a good state of mind in your current situation. She goes, I'm trying. I go, good. All right. And we'll let's leave it there.
Okay.
So what did we have there? We had some pickle pie. We had some Sammy Hagar.
Yes.
What did you guys think?
It's amazing that she's sticking around. It's amazing that she's sticking around. She also did a good job of getting off the whole topic about the hotel room. She's damn lucky that you want to keep it going and you haven't persisted with it.
But wasn't I good? Remember when she was asking about the card though? Didn't I do a good job of fucking skating out of that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You're also keeping the worm on the hook, which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, telling her that you got a card and then being like vague as fuck about where it is. That was great.
Yeah.
I feel like this is progressing nicely.
I think that because you set up the precedent of you will talk nonsense for a while.
Yes.
And like not everything you say can you follow? So when you start just being vague and talking nonsense, she just tolerates it because she's like, well, he got a card, so it's capable of happening. So let me just keep at him.
Yep.
Yeah, that was the worm on the hook.
That was great.
Putting the worm on the hook. You know, now she knows there's a card, okay? Obviously, you're busting her balls over it. However, you know there's a card. It's almost, Devin, it's almost like getting a plum gig. Like, for argument's sake, let's say a Borgata. You want to get a weekend at the Borgata.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go, you know, and you have to deal with a booker that you have to call. It's almost like dealing with Roger. You got to call him at 1 o'clock in the morning and all this other stuff. However, you'll do it because there's that carrot. You want that carrot. And you'll do what you got to do and play the game to get that carrot. And that's what she's doing because she knows that you have the card.
All right. So we are back on track with Lacey.
Mm. Yes.
You guys have high hopes for this? How long do you think this goes? I mean, is she going to bail on me really soon? Because, you know, how much can one person put up with Shaka Doobie?
They can if they know they have the card.
Okay. So you feel we got some more run in this one?
As long as you dangle that carrot, yes, I do.
And Pip?
A little bit. I don't think it's going to go on forever, but I think you have a little bit more time with her.
All right. Well, she will be back next week. I will tell you guys that much, and we will be back.
Okay.
Thank you guys for watching on Facebook Live. Thank you if anybody's listening on DavinComedy.com. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. We're going to keep coming back here, man. We're going to keep doing this every week, as we've been doing for many years. Try to take your mind off things. Try to make you laugh at some stuff. That's what we're going to do. You know, hopefully the three of us will be in one place at the same time.
Yep.
In the
one
near
of these future. Days.
Yep. And this is usually the part of the show where we say our plugs, but we ain't got shit.
No, I cleaned that up nice.
Everything is canceled.
I'm not even, you know what? Just go to Davin Comedy to check things out. But I would like to throw our support to our sponsor, Russ Ferdico. I have other sponsors, but they're businesses that aren't operating at full capacity. Russ is kind of like a benefactor at this point. He's just giving us money. He's not even promoting anything. But, like, I have other sponsors, but I can't charge them for shit because they're not really operating at full business. I mean, even if you watch TV, you'll see, like, a lot of the commercials that you used to see aren't there. So a lot of the times when you're watching these cable programs, they're just promoting other shows on the network.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we don't
really can't be trolling for business that can't actually do anything.
Yeah, so that's what it is. I don't want you to think everybody fucking left us. That didn't happen. But
No.
And I gotta tell you, when this runs out, I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna ask Russ for more money. We'll see. I just feel bad at this point, but I'm happy to have the check because I still have fucking expenses for this show. I do.
Right.
I do. This shit ain't
phrase
free.
It that way.
What? What?
You didn't have to phrase it that way. Throw a little baby powder on that, you dumbbell.
All right. Well, you fucking pay the bills then. I just threw out a couple more $100 for people to enjoy this show. So
right.
But yeah, well, we like doing it, and yeah, you know, I was talking to a syndicator, but I can tell you that shit ain't happening anytime soon with all this.
It's fun to pretend.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Fucking grind.
Right.
I lost another gig yesterday. It's fun to watch May follow up on April and fucking vanish.
Yeah,
it's good.
I had a fall. You know, I watched my gig fall. I had another cancellation. I was supposed to be with Dave Landau up in Poughkeepsie. That went bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I don't have work, but I did have concerts to go to, and one by one we watched them disappear off of the calendar.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
My man Steve Winwood has still not folded up the tent, but June and July are coming up soon, and I've got a feeling that I'm not seeing the man this year.
Godspeed, Mr. Winwood. Godspeed. Your fan needs you.
I'd rather he and the band stay healthy and the crew than come out and see us knuckleheads coughing on him.
Yeah, I got. We had the Poison and Def Leppard and and Motley Crue concert. Who knows that's going to happen? I got Rammstein in September. Who knows if that's going to happen?
It's all up in the air. But what's not up in the air is us coming back. We will come back.
Yep.
Thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please.